Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Tuesday, April 30th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I want to remind you, this segment brought to you about the upcoming event that's going to happen on Saturday, May the 11th, Posen Community Center, Presque County Republican Party's fundraising event, their Reagan Day dinner. Mark Farner and I will be there. We'll be playing music. We'll be having a great conversation, a great meal. Greatly appreciate if you guys would give Darren Darga a phone call, buy your tickets. It's filling up quickly. We're hoping for a huge crowd. We need you guys to be a part of it. It's going to be a great event. Greatly appreciate the Presque County Republican Party's efforts in earning our gold star for county parties, in recruiting candidates to run for clerk, replacing the entire county commissioner board, keeping Cliff Tolini, getting the other four elected. We're excited. They did a great job, and they are raising money to help these candidates get elected August 6th primary, as well as the November general election. So we're excited. We are absolutely excited. We are going to do this. They're going to be raising money to help the school board race in November. All kinds of things happening. You want to come and be part of this event. It will be memorable. I guarantee it. Text me PI for Presque Isle, and I'll text you the flyer and the phone number to Darren Darga. You can give him a call and get your tickets. The one thing that we've been talking about quite a bit, been pointing to it, is the budget. The upcoming budget for end of year, fiscal year 2025, the governor has put forward her ideas, what she would like. Well, not getting a lot of cooperation from the Democrats in both the House and the Senate. So there's some things happening that I need to update you on. The research and development, R&D tax credit bills, economic incentives allowing certain employers to withhold property taxes, refilling the state's disaster and emergency contingency fund, the DECF, are among other things that Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to be sent to her desk this spring that she set forward here in April as her list of priorities. This is coming from the governor. On April 15th, the governor sent a letter to the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, House Speaker Joe Tate, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, and the House Minority Leader Matt Hall, the legislature's quadrant of leaders, detailing her current policy priorities. Now, this, of course, is beyond finalizing a state budget in time for the June 30th statutory deadline. See, they did this statutorily. They did this via a law because they wanted to have the budget submitted before the 4th of July, before the summer break. Well, zooming into a meeting, she put forward her economic development proposals based on her State of the State address that was highlighted basically January 24th. Folks, this has been 3 months. Why has it taken so long for them to come up with something? Well, this letter was sent ahead of the Democrats taking back the state representative seats that were vacated by the mayor of Warren and the mayor of Westland. Democrats won both of those seats. Mai Chi won the Warren seat. Peter Herzberg won the Westland seat. Well, they've been sworn in. And after they won the special elections this month, due to these elections. Now the House will get back to operating as normal with their 56 Democrats, the 54 Republicans, Democratic majority. Until this happened, folks, it was gridlock, 54-54. And that basically froze the House chamber's scheduling making process earlier this year. Now, here's where they're at. Essentially, if all the Democrats, 56 of them, can get behind the governor's economic development and her supplemental spending proposals, it'll make a much easier time reaching her desk without any political obstacles of a House chamber that was equally divided. Now they have their majority back. Well, the governor reiterated some of the things that she said at her State of the State address in this story yesterday in Lansing, saying, in my State of the State address, I propose four new tools that need to be adopted and funded with our state budget. R&D tax credits, the HIRE, H-I-R-E, Michigan Fund. It would encourage companies to hire in Michigan, and in doing so, keep the state income tax paid by those employees. The employers would be able to keep the money and not have to send it to Lansing. She also wanted it simplified. These zones would be creating jobs in underinvested areas. Renaissance zones, created to invest money in underinvested areas, and also an innovation fund to boost high-growth startups, Whitmer put in her letter. Let's get these new tools in the toolbox so we can continue creating jobs. Again, stop. Will somebody please, who have taken my training for Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution, would you please pull out your state constitutions that you got thanks to State Representative Neil Friske? Or if you attended the class in Traverse City, State Representative John Roth. Please pull out your constitution and show me in the Michigan State Constitution exactly where it says it's the government's job or role or ability to create jobs. Show it to me. Oh, that's right. It's not in there. You can't find it. But yet, this is what the governor wants to spend taxpayer dollars on instead of allowing the free market system, capitalism, to create these jobs. She wants to be able to spend our taxpayer dollars in a way that would attract and send money basically to her political friends. That's basically what this is. Well, while waiting for the elections to take place to replace the two Democrat state representatives while they were in gridlock on March 19th, which was ahead of the legislators' spring recess, the Senate approved a five-bill package that did, in fact, establish the R&D tax credits. Also, a three-bill package creating the high-wage incentive for the HIRE program. These tax credit bills received a mix of both Republican and Democratic support. Providing the tax credit program with an overall limit of $100 million a year. Authorizing each business to claim a tax credit with 3% of existing R&D spending based on their average yearly expenditures for the last 3 years. For employers with over 250 workers or more, these are larger-sized businesses, they could access a tax credit worth 10% of new spending on in-state R&D with a limit of, listen to this, up to $2 million per year. For smaller businesses with less than 250 workers, they could acquire a tax credit up to 15% in increased R&D spending, and they would be kept at $250,000 per year. Again, show it to me in the state constitution. Oh, that's right. It's not there. Finally, two bills in the House, HB 5100 and 5101, have been awaiting concurrence votes in the House after they were changed in the Senate with substitutes, meaning the legislature as a whole has not reached, the legislation as a whole has not reached the governor's desk. Now it goes back to the House state representatives, and they have to consider and vote on the Senate substitutes. Some suspect that the package has been held up, how the Senate's higher legislation did not receive bipartisan support back in March. It was simply passed with the Democrat majority. Well, Nesbitt, Republican minority senator, described the proposals as Democratic legislators putting big corporations over struggling families, picking winners and losers by handing over millions of taxpayer dollars to global corporations and secret backroom crony business deals. Only thing was missing were the cigars, said Nesbitt. Short break, a final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment. I got a text message. Why do you say Democratic politicians, Democratic legislature, Democratic legislators when they are Democrats? Well, first of all, I was just reading the story as written, but technically that's what it's called, the Democratic Party. We, over the years, have referred to them as Democrats, and that is technically not correct. When you file papers to run, you're filing as Democratic Party is what you're seeking. I know because I did it. I've withdrawn from the race. Mission was accomplished. We have a pure primary coming up on August 6th. Thanks to the three Democrat candidates running for the Democratic Party's U.S. Senate nomination, Elisa Slotkin, Hill Harper, Nasir Baydoun, they submitted signatures and will be on the ballot. Therefore, the entire state of Michigan is protected in having a pure primary. The Democrats will have to stay on their side of the ballot and vote for one of the three candidates to be their nominee. Up here in the first congressional district, we're doubly protected because there's two Democrats that have filed for the first congressional seat. So therefore, state rep for the 104th seat wasn't necessary, wasn't required. I withdrew from the race. It did attract another opponent that they're going to be spending money on. Going into November, they're going to have to spend money on that race against John Roth, the Republican most likely to win the primary on August 6th. So it's just political strategy. The games continue. Now, one thing you have to understand, this budget is going to be very, very interesting. Because I believe and I think the Republicans shouldn't vote for it. Number one, this is an election year, guys. And this reckless spending, research and development, companies being able to keep state income tax, payroll taxes, all these things that she's trying to do, picking winners and losers to corporations, many of whom are outside of the United States, big corporate donors to Democrats. Well, why would a Republican vote for the budget? What, to appear bipartisan, willing to compromise, willing to cooperate with the governor and the Democrat-controlled House and Senate? Why would you do that? And do you honestly think, because you're a state senator and you're not on the ballot this year, that we're going to forget about it in 26? I'm not. And I'm going to make sure everybody listening doesn't forget it, because this is next year, 2025's budget, heading into your reelection campaign of 26. You can't support this kind of spending and wasteful spending of our taxpayer dollars. You simply cannot do it. And again, it's not constitutional, folks. It's not in our state constitution. The three main components in our constitution that they must fund. First, top priority. Public education, public roads, and prisons. Those are the three P's. Prisons, education, and the absolute, absolute funding of these items is in the state constitution. You have to fund the roads, you have to fund the prisons. You absolutely have to take care of those. When the process goes farther than those, you're violating the state constitution. So my question to a state senator and a state rep, why would you vote for a budget that violates the state constitution, the very constitution you took an oath to uphold? Because if you're not funding public roads, public education, and the prisons, those three constitutional items, and you're spending money above and beyond that, you're wasting our money. Our money. Then you've got millages that are going to be on the ballot this year. Oh, this is interesting. Here in Antrim County, they want us to vote for a millage. Yeah, they want us to vote for a millage to pay $30 million, raising $30 million for a new jail. They're calling it an Antrim County Community Center. Really? Understand we just went through an EAS alert. Interesting timing, wasn't it? Hour number three, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is a